It's 26 minutes past 1 o'clock and we're late. Sorry, Lyndon, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Lyndon Hood joins us from the team at Scoop. And now you've been pondering the difficulty, the tricky business of writing headlines for the emissions trading scheme. Why is that?
Well, it's easy to get it backwards, basically. This comes from that $100 billion business.
Oh, yes.
Of which you may have heard that...
it was $50 billion. Oh, no, it was actually $100
billion. Yeah. And the real question that is a bother, partly because it's difficult to summarize, but also you have to actually understand it, is what that figure actually represents.
How about just emissions trading scheme actually way more expensive?
Well, yeah, that's the tricky bit, because it's not the cost of the emissions trading scheme, and it's not the cost of fighting climate change. It's the cost of National's bill. This is the cost to the taxpayer of the changes that National are proposing to make, is what you're actually looking at. So that doesn't actually really have anything to do with New Zealand's international obligations or about climate change, except in as far as if there's less incentive for companies and so on to cut their emissions, then there'll be more pollution.
Well, that's kind of the whole point, is it?
Yes. Well, I mean, the admittedly, you know, National basically campaigned on softening the ETS, but it's certainly being argued that they're softening it a lot more than they intended to. So it's you can kind of argue back and forth whether we're talking about whether it's a subsidy for polluters or whether it's just a pollution tax that you've decided not to take.
Tax that sort of doesn't exist, really.
Yeah, well, it's kind of there, and actually, again, partly depending on how you look at it, in the first few years, it might be that there's slightly more under the National scheme. And the further out you go, and you know, admittedly, the more uncertain you get, and the more likely that it's going to change in the meantime, the bigger the gap gets.
Mm. I heard Australia earlier this week basically excluded agriculture entirely from their emissions trading scheme, not just delayed their introduction, and now we've got Federated Farmers braying for the same kind of treatment.
Yeah, well, that was certainly... you know, given the opportunity, people have always talked about no one else seems to be seriously looking at including agriculture. And, I mean, it's difficult.
Which is crazy, because agriculture is, you know, a huge part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's partly that the actual, you know, technical difficulties of producing the same amount of stuff while reducing, like, methane emissions from agriculture is not... you know, not all there yet. I mean, the basic thing to do would be to get your food from some source that's less carbon intensive.
Grow them in petri dishes.
Yeah. Now, so anyway, when you get headlines like, you know, the TV3's pre-trailer summary described as the cost of fighting climate change has gone up. And it's almost as if it's the cost of not fighting climate change if it's got anything to do with climate change. And
too long, Lyndon. Too
yeah,
long.
Yeah, I know. That's you know the other dagger of the problem. And it's like Brian Fallow of the Herald is obviously right onto it. And Carbon News had this story before the Treasury report was actually released. But you know, on the other hand. I was looking at an NZPA article that's on the Herald site now and described this as all those billions as being the cost of not meeting international obligations, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think that's right. So it's you have to watch who you're getting your information from about this scheme, because yeah, some people just don't get it.
I think probably the majority of New Zealanders don't get it.
Mm.
I think I'd probably put myself in that, a little bit in that camp.
Yeah. No, I mean...
And for something that's going to be this costly, you know, it's important that we do.
Yeah.
Hasn't been sold well by the men in power.
Yeah, well, frankly, the men in power that are... It seems like they're kind of interested in not getting the information out. I know I've spoken to people who were doing submissions to the bill, and they were having tremendous difficulty getting the actual numbers that the government was working from.
Really?
It turned out that there was actually a table of those numbers, which is how I found out about this. Someone asked me for them. A table of these numbers in the press pack that Nick Smith handed out at the start of October. But nobody asking for, you know, information about the government's estimates has been able to obtain that any other way. And the table that he handed to the press doesn't have a title. And it's,
you need to put that on Scoop with the title.
It is actually on Scoop with the title. If you type into the Scoop search engine ETS figures, then you'll get that. And you also get a helpful pair of graphs that were also in the press pack that show the that were in this press pack and seem to show the $100 billion effect. Even though this was something that Nick Smith was handing out at the start of October, which I find quite intriguing. So
he slept on a scoop, Lyndon.
Yeah. Well, this was something that was pointed out to me at around that same time. That's there now.
So finally, Lyndon, just before we go, do you think they'll push it through before Copenhagen?
Well,
and should they be doing so?
Oh, we have an ETS. That's the crazy thing.
We do.
I mean, that's why we can make this $100 billion comparison, because it's compared to the one we have now, the taxpayer loses out on national exchanges, and I suppose producers and also, you know, consumers' prices will be cheaper when. So it's sort of a big shuffle, but... So we've got that now, but it's in law, but it's still due to come to effect on the 1st of January, which is really the actual deadline that the government has to worry about.
Mm.
I think we would look better at Copenhagen if we went there with the ETS that we have. But so interestingly enough, if the Māori Party thing doesn't work out, and there is kind of a point about the value of the treaty settlement forests that they were given. If the government knew that they might be
worth a lot less,
then that is kind of unfair negotiating. But the other option is that in their select committee report, I believe ACT offered on no other conditions to support the government to delay the implementation of the ETS that we have by 6 months. And we can have 6 more months of unduly panicked process. Try and actually get it right the first time. Nick Smith's defense at the moment is that, well, you know, it's an estimate into the future and we don't know. But you could at least try and have your best stab at getting it right the first time, I'd have thought.
And not get it wrong by $50 billion dollars. Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, Lyndon, always a pleasure. Thank you for your remarkable insight today. So I'm not being sarcastic, don't laugh. And got those figures up on Scoop. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Lyndon.
All right.
Talk soon.